From the state perspective, it's I don't want to say it becomes like a no-go zone, but the fact is like, my favorite sports movie is Field of Dreams, right? And EV charging is the same way. If you build it, they will come. Right now, because of the lack of a true charging network, especially in places not on the coast, right? The Midwest and the Mountain West being a huge having a huge dearth of charging infrastructure, EV drivers have to plan. It is a necessity so that they know where they can charge, especially on longer journeys. As charging becomes more available and more universal, that continues to be the case. They won't have to plan as much, but just like you wouldn't drive somewhere where you didn't know you couldn't, where you didn't think you could get gas, if you're an EV driver, you wouldn't drive somewhere. And so if you're, a state that is big on outdoor recreation and doesn't plan for this, it could impact it, right? It could impact visitation, right? We understand, again, it's a $140 billion industry across manufacturing, supplying, dealers, and campgrounds. We understand the economic impact of this industry, and you see states do it, right? Just what, the Friday before Thanksgiving, the Department of Commerce put out the information that outdoor recreation is a $1.1 trillion part of this economy, and RVing was number one this year. And actually, if you go back to the adjusted numbers, it was number one last year. That's a big economic impact. It's important to account for our industry to keep recognizing the benefit.